Philadelphia, Philadelphia, are you ready? City of brotherly love, home of smoking Joe Frazier. Come on. It's about that time, FetLifeStation.com. Philly Fridays, baby, come on.
Harassing. Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue behind the waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a plate. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing, fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people holding dough, no parole, no rubbers. Going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time, watch the blimp read, the world is mine.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my
Hey,
what's up, y'all? Welcome to the second episode of Ears to the Streets.
You got Jenny from the block, Reina La Reina. How's everybody doing? Today's topics are we thinking about interviewing. We were thinking about what we were talking about last week. And all the recent hate crimes and the sex crimes that are going out in the community right now. So I wanted to get some insight and follow up with you. How was your week, Raina?
It was good. It was good. Productive. I made it through another one just like all of us. So I think, you know, we're grateful for that. How about yourself, Jenny?
I'm good. So in our most recent topics, We had a student reach out. So we had a student that was a victim of a crime. And when she retaliated, her classmates were mad at her.
Really?
Yes. And I couldn't understand why they were mad at her. And, you know, the guy, she said, it's big in the sports world. And she couldn't really understand what to do at that particular time because even some of her best of her friends were disappointed that she wanted to press charges on somebody that committed an assault. So I want to come up with some type of strategy when we have in our upcoming shows to question why are our young youth scared to address situations like this. What is the peer pressure? What kind of tactics can we become in our community for the pressures they face? Like, come up with some creative ideas. I wanted to know your input on that.
Honestly, Jenny, that's where I feel as a community, it's up to us to step in and, you know, really support these youth, especially the youth that are trying to do something with their lives. You know, this young lady, for example, is in college. You know, college is not an easy thing to go through, let alone with now you having to deal with a traumatic experience. And, you know, you might already be so far from home that those friends are all you really have learned to rely on. And this is when, again, as I said, as a community, we need to support her in anything that she needs or resources or even getting her story heard, because this is the times that a lot of youth end up being scared and they fall to the pressure and they don't press charges. And these people are able to think that it's okay and continue doing what they're doing, which this is where it starts with. This is how we start to put a stop to it. So honestly, maybe doing some type of protest and rallies at the college campus, that might be a great.
They did do a protest. So let me give you an update. They did protest.
Okay. That's good. What was the, were there any type of effects from the protests?
So we didn't get no feedback.
Okay.
So we still have not seen an arrest, and it is now a week later and we're still discussing that. We do have a student that is coming on the line to interview just about peer pressures and stuff that's going on in their challenging community. She's 19, and she has recently been able to discuss different things and different avenues of why she feels as though what can change, how things can change, and stuff like that. What's really important is that we have to come together as a community, and that and that's where I feel there's a disconnect. So hold on 1 second. Let me plug her in, and you can talk to our audience and let them know some of the topics that will be up and coming.
Okay. So a few topics. Another thing is we want to get some of the audience's feedback. What are some of the topics that you guys want us to cover? What are some of the things that are going on that you want us to talk about, or some of the things that you feel need more traction or need more of a voice? That's what Ears to the Street is. We are a podcast speaking on problems that a lot of people don't know that goes on in the streets, that you have to be from the streets to understand what we're going through. So I want our audience to reach out to us, email, Facebook, Instagram, however you can, and just let us know some of the things that you want to talk, that you want to hear us talk about.
Okay, well, I have our young lady on the line here. She awesome. Is 19 years old, and she's a mother. And in Ears to the Streets, we like to interview real people, right? We like to talk to real youth and see what's really happening, right? So, yep. Julina, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
So we want to know, what can we do as the older community and the older population to help you guys with all these peer pressures? We were talking about the most recent rapes going on in college campuses and how bad it has affected so many people, so many students, so many young people, hate crimes, and the different things that's going on in the community that a lot of people don't bring awareness to. And we want to know, with people your age, you guys face so much fear, pressures, and adversity. I want to look at it through your eyes. And welcome to our show. You got Raina. Raina.
Nice to meet
Jenny
you, Julina.
The block. And we also have Lucky Lonnie, and she's unavailable today. However, she will be back on next week. And please feel free to tell people to join in this podcast, because this is like a really live community chat. So we want our ears directly to the streets, and we want to get your input in all avenues. Let me know what you think, and introduce yourself, and let us know how can we help you succeed in the generations to come.
Well, for starters, hi everybody. My name is Julina. I am 90 years old, like she said, and I recently just gave birth. Personally, me, a lot of peer pressure stems for young adults and the youth. It stems from home. Then it reaches like through schools and through friends and things of that nature. And I just feel like as young adults and as young adults and being in the youth, we're held to these expectations as the generations are changing. And it's getting worse as they hold the youth and the young adults to expectations while the generations are changing with no guidance. So that's a lot. You have kids peer pressuring kids to do drugs. You got kids peer pressuring kids like to just do stuff out of the ordinary that they're not used to doing. And it doesn't help that social media plays a major part in this.
I definitely agree with you on that, Julina. One thing that I've also been noticing, also it's a pleasure to meet you. I'm Reina La Reina. I'm also not that far from age of you. I'm 22. And one thing that I've been noticing a lot is the acceptance of younger people on social media. What I mean by that is I remember a point in time where I was in middle school sneaking around to get on Facebook and would get in trouble for being on it. Whereas nowadays it's normal and it's completely accepted and okay for young adults that are still trying to learn themselves and figure out what they want out of life to be on these impressionable sites that are ran by adults, that are functioned by adults all day long, posting all types of content with no type of filters. So it kind of leaves the youth feeling in a sense of maybe I do need to grow up a little faster. Maybe I do need to be doing these more advanced things that when in reality, someone in my age should not be doing or have any thoughts of. And I think that's where a lot of the combat comes from with minors and their guardians and parents, because they're having a hard time understanding the fact that, yes, from an adult's point of view, that yes, you are still a child and you should be doing these child things, but from a child's point of view, I'm around all of these children that are doing all of these things, and it will end up lead to me being picked on or me being messed with because I don't want to do certain things that kids are doing. So kids are feeling like they have no choice, when they're subsiding to the subjects of peer pressure.
Right. Like, peer pressure comes in many forms. My prime example. A lot of kids, or a lot of young adults my age, on social media, it shows like, oh, you're supposed to have like a nice apartment, the Beamer, the Bentley,
and the Chanel bags,
or the
Louboutins,
you're supposed to have all the designer. That's what social media shows. And you're supposed to be traveling, and you're just supposed to have it all figured out at this age because you see this girl making this much money. You don't know what people go through. That girl opening Louis Vuitton bags and got the nice car and this and that and the third. However, that girl might be born into money. You understand?
And I'm sorry, Julina, your background noise is a little, I want to be able to hear you and grasp for you. Besides being born into money, what other things have you seen with people your age, right? Like you said, they glorify social media. They might think that. But how about when they don't have no money? What other pressures do they fall into?
Right. And that's what I was about to touch base on. Rather than now you're trying to be like the next person and you're not born into money overall. So now you're trying to kill yourself, or you're trying to peer pressure yourself mentally into trying to match her lifestyle. So now you picking up three and four jobs, or you starting to sell drugs to suffice a lifestyle like the next person, but you should be just trying to suffice a lifestyle that you can fit.
And I definitely agree with you on that, Janina, because a lot of people are failing to realize that we are all as different, and as we're seeing this big change with all of these different uses.
If you have, I'm sorry, Raina, for the interruption. I apologize. No. If you have the radio on in the background or any noise, please, or a window down, or if I, during the interview, Julina, I know me and Raina are fine, but please just eliminate all background noise, because I want to get, I want to get your point across. Hello?
Yeah.
Is everybody on?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry about that, but what I was saying was how a lot of the times we are starting to see this new trend of, you know, people identifying as all of these different things and seeing their inclusivity between one another. The that's where the young people need to start seeing that they are different, not in terms of their preference or who they identify as, but the hand of life that they've been dealt and how they need to play their cards. Meaning, everyone has been on a different path or has a different path of their life. And until you are able to really focus and sit there and find out what it is that is going to be the most beneficial to you and that path, you're always going to fall short because you're trying to compare yourself to something that isn't you or that shouldn't be you, you know?
Right. So, Julina, as this young lady, right, as you go on, what can we do as a community, right, to help you guys make sense of this? What can we do? How can we help as your older peers to, one, get off of the peer pressure? Because one of the topics of discussion that we are going through is, you know, with these campuses, the campus rape at DSU. And then we have another girl who was raped. And she went to community college. And during that time, she tried to report it. And because the guy is like into sports or a basketball player or plays whatever kind of sports, it doesn't have to be basketball, or has an alliance with the school, now her friends think that she's wrong for letting it be known that he's done something. How can we, what strategies can we use to come across to you guys?
You know, for starters, the older, our elders did not notice they're doing it, but you guys decided not to come off as judgmental at first and just be in while going through, you know, out or younger, because it's like the feelings that adults or that our elders create in us, you know, we ask for help, like it'll make us as young adults feel like, damn, well, why should I have extra help to deal with all of this backlash? Or how does this help even benefit me? If all is doing is bringing me down. Another thing is a lot of elders are not as hands-on with their children that are young adults, that are the youth. You know, you stopped seeing a lot of parents being active overall. And that plays a major part in these things too.
And I agree with you on that, Julina, 100%. And as elders and as adults of our community, I feel that's where we need to take it in our own hands. And that's when we need to start gathering together, getting our neighbors and our friends and the rest of our families aware of what's going on and contacting the people that need to be contacted in order to solve this situation. Those people being the mayor, the district attorneys, tutors, anyone who can do the hard work that we no longer can. As long as we're doing the protests and the rallies and we're getting that information out there, and then excuse me, when our youth is coming out and speaking about it, we as elders need to do the work and follow up.
You know, right. You have a lot of parents who, you have a lot of parents, community groups, you know, after school programs, even in school, who aren't teaching kids awareness either. Awareness about anything. You know, they teach kids about drug awareness and they teach young adults about drug awareness in school, but they don't touch bases on it as much as they should. They don't touch bases on a lot of like rape situations and kidnapping situations as much as they should. And I feel like these are things that also need to be brought to the light as well.
Right. And that's understandable. But when you said we, you know, what was like, I may try to promote a healthy lifestyle, and then you get, you know, other people that don't know how to promote a healthy lifestyle. How do we know you guys are watching us, right? How can we? And I think that's the main confusion there. Like, it's like, oh, man, you know, I'm making a decision, but do you guys in your generation still believe in, you know, if I can go out and have a couple drinks, I'm over 21. Why do you think you should be allowed to go out and have a couple drinks at 19? Do we now have no censor of what we can say or what we cannot say because you guys take it as being judgmental?
Not at all. That's why, you know, it's not necessarily, that falls under my, well, now you got to follow the law. It can't be, oh, I'm 21 and I can have a couple drinks, and now I'm 19. I'm 19 and I'm having a couple drinks at a bar. You, when you look at the difference, they tell you these ages and they put these things in place. And however, when you go to college and when you go off, there's the peer pressure. Oh, I've never drank before in my life. Like, or I've never even drunk, because there is young adults who never even had drugs, never smoked weed, never got drunk, you know? And when they get to school or if they go to college or anything, not even necessarily to say college, even if you move out by yourself and you got friends, now I got a friend who drinks, so now she's peer pressuring me to drink.
Right. So I think that, Raina, if you agree, I think that we need to promote healthy life skill lessons on how to say no, or maybe even develop some type of, you know, alliance with young people who are promoting the right message. Because our community, if you agree, Julina, let me know if you agree with this. We have, the old heads have fallen into the categories where you guys don't, we're not doing the right thing. Is that good enough to say?
Absolutely. Nowadays, you're supposed to be my old head, but you're promoting everything that I'm doing wrong like if it's good.
And that's where I think I agree with Jenny, where we need to start to teach people healthy ways of saying no and healthy ways of expressing why they're uncomfortable doing certain things. Because a lot of the times with youth, if you're peer pressured into, let's say, having a drink, or you're peer pressured into smoking a blunt or something, a lot of the times it's because you feel that you can't say no without someone questioning your reasons or someone thinking that you're quote unquote lame. So that's a very big key ingredient to this whole recipe, is we need to start going to schools and going to just reaching out to the youth and giving them different mechanisms on how to say no in a healthy manner, while still maintaining those relationships that they may have with certain people.
I 150% agree with that right now.
Now, I also want to know, Julina, as a youth, how have you personally experienced, you know, peer pressure and things of that nature? And how has it had an effect on you long term?
Honestly, I can honestly wholeheartedly say shouts to my parents for this. I had very lenient parents. You know, they were very, very lenient in their own way. However, they was very stern. And, you know, I appreciate them for that. I appreciate, excuse my language, I appreciate all them hard ass whoopings. I appreciate those things now that I'm older, because it's like, it taught me, it brought awareness to my life. I can wholeheartedly say I was never peer pressured into anything. Like, me personally, nobody could peer pressure me into anything, because my parents, they were so stern, it made me strong-willed. Like, nah, I ain't going for that.
Yeah.
Like, even with my friends, you know, prime example, I ain't gonna say no names, but I got two friends. And my one friend, every time she get mad at her dude or whatever the case may be, or every time she, you know, she half behind single, she want to go on a two-man. Me personally, I know that I stay with my partner, indifferent for better or worse. My partner still stays with me. Good times, bad times, it don't matter. So my one friend always saying, like, yo, come on this two-man with me. Like, just come. It's nothing like that, da-da-da-da. Me being me, no, you can't peer pressure me into
going. What does da-da-da-da-da mean? You know, you got to talk to us. They might not understand that. Is that et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, et cetera, et cetera. Like, given, still trying to find ways to persuade me to come.
And that's where that peer pressure comes in. The persuasives.
Right. And for me, it's like, you can't peer pressure me into going on a two-man with you, a two-man mission, a two-way date with you. Basically. So when I say no, now my other friend goes to my other friend. Well, our other friend. He persuasively talks her into going with her to the two men. Always ends up going. Now, when our other friend gets back, she always ends up complaining about how she should have never went, and she didn't feel like even going. And for me, it just comes down, it all boils down to when I'm having a conversation with her then, why let her keep peer pressuring you into these situations? Are you not strong-minded enough to tell her, no, I'm not going?
Right, so then my question is, you feel like your friend is strong-minded enough because what?
So that's what, that's, is it a self-esteem thing? Is it a piece of you that, like, is it a part of you that doesn't like being felt left out? Like, what is it?
And that's the thing. I think that a lot of times also as being younger, you know, you kind of rely on your friends a little bit more than your own family at times. Meaning you tell certain things to your friends and you hold certain relationships and bonds with your friends that your family might not understand. So with that being said, you may feel a sense of loyalty or like I need to do this with my friend just so that she can feel safe or that I know she's okay, whatever the case may be. But you feel like you owe it to your friend almost in a way. And that's where, as friends and being so young, you have to kind of start to see, okay, if my friend's continuously putting herself in uncomfortable situations for my benefit, then, maybe this is a good friend that I have, you know?
Right. Which, my peer pressure is
happening so much now with these generations, from the young adults all the way to the youth, because it is a sense of, oh, I owe my friend loyalty, or I want to just go with her to make sure she's safe. However, it also plays upon, I don't want to feel left out. Mm-hmm. And that's why I said in the beginning, you know, shouts to my parents for that, because they was always so stern, like, nah, have a mind of your own. Don't be a follower. You know, stand on your own. Be your own person. And a lot of people are not taught that. A lot of the youth are not taught that.
Yeah.
You have a lot of...
You think that we should do self-affirmation teaching in the schools? Or develop some type of groups for that?
Yes.
How do you think that would affect the community?
I think that would have a major effect on the community. You have people who have low self-esteem issues. You know, I'm not saying I'm the only one out here like that. But for the people that are like me, that got their own minds, that can stand up on their own, some people may use that for good, and some people may use that for bad. Like, oh, okay, I see that this person got self-esteem issues. I'm going to get them to do my dirty work. I'm going to get them to clean up my mess. It's like if self-love is taught and it's taught for you to be your own person more often, like in schools, and if it's taught that wave riding is not always the look, I think a lot of peer pressure and situation would be out the window. Like, to touch bases on the rates down DSU, I don't know what happened. You know, it may not be a sense of peer pressure and from one person to another. It could have been simply, okay, we're going to go to this party. But when I was ready to go home, my friends wasn't ready to go in. So I just stayed.
Raina.
Yes.
Because of your age, have you ever been peer pressure to do things that you don't want to do? Tell me one instant and why.
So, yes, actually I have, not more so now as I've gotten older, but definitely in my youth. I can remember actually when I first started drinking, I was peer pressured into it. I went to a college party with a couple of friends and, they were like, you know, just relax, let go, calm down. Everybody drinks. You're already 17. You're about to be 21 in a couple of years. And long story short, I ended up falling towards the peer pressure and started drinking. And because of that, it kind of opened up a way for me to negatively cope with certain emotional and psychological issues that I dealt with growing up. And what I mean by that is, I feel had I not had fallen subject to that peer pressure, it's my own fault. Maybe it would have led me to learn different ways to cope with certain issues that I face now as an adult. Meaning, after a long day of work, I find relief in getting a drink or going out and having a couple drinks with some friends, whereas it's because I find it so normal. Whereas if I would have, you know, just been a child when I was supposed to be a child and learned certain skills and things that I needed as a young adult, maybe things would be differently now, you know? And that's something that I feel a lot of our youth is continuously falling subject to, is the fact that they may see it as, okay, yeah, if I do it just this one time, it's going to be all right. I'm not going to do it again. When in reality, that's how you start habits, and that's how you in the future, you go through something and you're like, okay, well, I remember when I was drinking, I felt good for a second, so let me go drink some more. And that's how alcoholics and drug addicts and every people were turned into these things that you look back one day in your life and you're like, well, damn, where did it all stem from, you know? And I think that that's something that all of us, even adults, can all root back to, is a time in our lives where we felt peer pressure to do something, and you don't really think about it long term, but when you really sit back and look at how some of these things that you've done from something as simple as peer pressure have had on your life.
And also, when you look back at it, like, okay, you took that first drink when you was 17. When you look at peer pressure, and you think like that, when you think back, like, dang. Well, when my 20, because you said you're 22, right?
Uh-huh.
It would have been way much better. It would have felt way cooler to be like, this, to pull out your ID, to be able to legally get in the club and pull out your ID and say, yeah, we about to have fun. It's my 21st birthday. I'm really doing this now. Rather, when you turn 21, it's like, dang, I've been doing this for so long. Ain't nothing. It's just my 21st birthday.
Right. And you know what? Here's where I come in, right? So I always was grown, right? I grew up really fast. I had kids early. By 14, I was already practically married. I had a family. Started working on my family. And, you know, I didn't have no guidance, but I had positive reinforcement. So the schools I went to, I had positive people saying, listen, baby girl, because you made these mistakes at a young age, you can still fix them. You know what I mean? Or I had people say, hey, listen, there's some opportunities that you may want to take. You know what I mean? And believe it or not, a lot of them opportunities made me change as a person. A lot of that exposure. Now, here's what I don't get with the youth, right, of this generation that I'm trying to really get. You guys are so overly emotional, right? And you guys, not majority rules when I say this, right? Because not all youths are like this. But what I'm seeing in our community is like the promotion of violence, sex crimes, human trafficking, the promotion of a lifestyle that is just spiraling down is so crazy to me. Now, Raina, I know we were talking about OnlyFans one time, and you're like, you know, they make great money there.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of 18, 19, sometimes even 16-year-olds on there. Yeah.
And it's like, you know, they promote this site as a site to enter entertainment on all levels. Why do you guys both think? I need answers from both. Why do you think that is?
And this is the thing with that. I think that honestly, it plays back to where I was talking about social media. It starts on Instagram. I don't know if you remember, but when, you know, Instagram and stuff like that was first coming out, you didn't really see people like being bold. And then once people started this whole sex craze wave that's been going on in the media lately, we started to see that it started to monetize a little bit, but then it started to become accepted. And now it's like, you know, anything to just go on Instagram and you see someone half naked posing in a picture, promoting some type of company, and it's leading the youth to believe that this is how these people's lives are every day, that this is all their lives consist of, and that this is how they can make a way to make it. If you look, there's been tons of studies that have shown a significant decrease in just the past couple of years that people aren't really about going to college anymore. People aren't going through all the things of it because social media is showing us there's so many other ways to making it, or just making it day by day. People are wanting to take the easy way out. I remember when we studied for SATs, everyone was stressed, everyone was crammed. Now, I talk to certain people and they're like, I'm not worried about that. I'm going to be on OnlyFans once I graduate, or I'm going to go to the strip club, or I'm going to go sell drugs, or I'm going to go travel the world and be an escort, or I'm going to go boost and just steal. Like, there's so many other things that in the media and music that are being accepted and just okayed and swept under the rug, that it's making the youth feel, okay, maybe I don't need to go this route. Maybe I really don't have to take the traditionally correct way in succeeding in life, you know? What about you, Dulina?
Right, I feel the way as you. I feel like the youth and some young adults are actually watching, you know, celebrities. Everybody's mindset is to just become famous, or they feel like you got to become famous in order to be rich. It's like, look at Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs got famous off of his tech. He got rich off of his tech. He got rich and then he became famous off of Apple products. Like, why can't you become a billionaire off of tech? Why do you have to become a billionaire, or you feel like you got to become rich if you're a rapper or a dancer or a video vixen? Or influencer now, an Instagram influencer.
It's because no one wants to put in the work that comes with that. And that's what I'm saying, how.
But it's, yes, like, even with.
You can go to college and you can, you know, study and learn as much as you can, and you can become a Steve Jobs. And it's nothing to do that. It's nothing to sit around and just invent a software and, or company and grow, as long as you're staying consistent and productive within that. But the problem is, you see rappers and models and all this stuff on social media that it makes certain people, well, damn, I don't have to do that. I can just post my body and or sell, and that's where I need to go.
Right. And, you know, let me just say that sometimes I notice that a lot of youth, they're like, oh, my parent is so judgmental, or my parent is this, my parent is that, you know, and it's like, there's so many kids out here that's not able to have parents, right? Well, so many kids out here suffering from
abusive parents.
Uh-huh.
And what I'm noticing, like, the graciousness and of some kids, and then the ungratefulness from others, right? And it's like, it's so confusing. And I really want to form some type of group where we can get away from that stigmatism for these youths. As the time goes on and our podcast progresses, I want to say thank you, Julina, for coming on as a guest on our show today. We are, this is our second show. We want you to promote it. We also are open for any promotions that youth may have for starting their own business and needs to be promoted. Please make sure you contact us regarding any advertisement opportunities we have here on our station. We want to thank everybody from the station and give us a slide. Thank you again for the opportunity. This is our second week, and we got some work to get done. And I want to give a shout out today also to my children, right, who face different actions every day, because my children range from the age of 2 to 25, and they are faced with different stresses every day. And I am so hard, right, that they, but I'm listening. And I'm looking, and I understand. So I want you guys to also understand that as an older adult and an older female and somebody that's been in the streets and coming out the game and making a change in their life, that sometimes you guys say, like Will Smith said, right? Parents just don't understand, or Jazzy Jeff said it, right? And what you have to understand is kids just don't understand. Because we are faced with some stressful challenges that help us become better parents. And we don't get a handbook. And we don't have a choice either, right? So I think that we, one of the things on Ears to the Streets, we want to know everything that's going on in the street so we can promote and we can really get a grasp at grassroots. So this is our grassroots in the station, to start seeing what the community needs and how can we affect each other's lives. So thank you again for logging on, and I really appreciate your time. Do you have any questions for me, Julina, or Rain, or for Raina, my co-host?
No, I think I did. I think we all did pretty good with touching bases on peer pressure.
Yes, and I want to thank you as well, Julina. Thank you for coming. Thank you for giving us your time. And just getting your voice heard and taking that first step, that first initiative that we all need as a community to begin to bring more of these problems to look to the light and to awareness so that we can start to make a change and better ourselves and our youth, because you guys, we're the future of life. And if we don't start with the youth, then so thank you again, Julina, for your time. I really appreciate you.
All right. Well, thank you, Julina. Now, Raina.
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to let you know that we have a song from Keenan Black that he has sent to us to the station. So next week we'll be introducing that song. If anybody's interested on playing their new music, Lucky Lonnie will be back next week in full effect, and she will have access to the mixdown. Also, letting our station know that we are very big on advertising. If you're interested in advertising your business, please let our station know. We will be here every Friday from 2 to 3. Raina is also representing, and we'll have a couple guests from the LGBTQ plus community. And I'm so proud to announce that we have some very upcoming, interesting people to interview on our podcast. I'm excited, and I want to say thank you. Also, shout out to my daughter, Samaya, who has logged in. And thank you for tuning in, Samaya. She is a part of the deaf community, and we will be collaborating with them very soon regarding their youth and the problems they face. So thank you. Raina, do you have any upcoming events that you want to promote?
Not right now. I'm still getting some things together behind the scenes, but definitely next episode we will have some updates. We have a lot of exciting upcoming events for our community to partake in and bring these issues to awareness.
Okay. Well, thank you again. And yeah, and that concludes our show. You guys have a wonderful day.
See you next week.
From you next week.
Bye.
Thank you once again to Ears to the Street.
That's forever, my lady. We can make war or make babies. Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no frontin'. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, baby, it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever give my cootie away and keep it tight, alright? And I'ma walk these doors so we can live in a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. One life, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the effing lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to funk with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give. You my nigga. Chiba, chiba, yo. Chiba, chiba, yo.
And she came with the same type game, the type of girl giving out the fake cell phone, the name Big Fame. She like catch a big thing, jewel ship, money clip, phone flip the six range. Had seen her on the ass, spotted her more than once. Ass so fat that you can see her from the front. She spot me like paparazzi, shot me a glance, and that cat woman stands with the fat booty pants. Hot damn, what's your name, love? Where you came from? Neck and wrist laced up, very little makeup. The swims at the Reebok gym, tone your frame up, a sugar and spice, the only thing that you made up. I tried to play a low key but couldn't keep it down. Asked her to dance and she was like, yo, I'm leaving now. An hour later, Sam's from Jamaica. She sipping Chris straight up, skanking while in the waist up. Scene two. My fam throwing a jam, Fareed is on the stand. Big things is in the plan. The brother Big Moon makes space for me to move in here. Yo, this my man Most, baby, let me introduce. I turn around, you was the same pretty bird who I had priorly observed, trying to play me for the herb. Shocked to tell she couldn't get it together. I just played along and pretended I never met her. How you feeling? No, I'm fine. My name is Most, I'm Sharice. I heard so much good about you, it's nice to finally meet. He moved to the booth, preserved the crew especially. And Honey Love ended up sitting directly next to me. I'm tight polite, but now I'm looking at her skeptically. Cause baby girl got all the right weaponry, designer fabric, shoes and accessories. Chinky eyes, sweet voice, f***ing with me mentally. Be conversating, made her laugh, yeah, you know me, bro. Even though I know the steelo, she wild, sweet, yo. I'm about to murk, I say peace to the family. She hop up like, how you gonna leave before you dance with me? Dance with me.
She blew my whole head with that dude. I was like, what? I played it low, though. I was like, yeah, all right, come on then, let's go. This is mad. This is so sick. I'm telling you, yo, Honey was so blazing. She was, yo, she looked like Jane Kennedy, word walk. To my mother, man. She was that L, man. She take me to the dance floor and she start whispering to me. Yo, let me apologize for the other night. I know it wasn't right, but baby, you know what it's like. Some brothers don't be coming right, I understand, I'm feeling you. Besides, can I have a dance? Ain't really that original. We laughed about it, traced the arms across my shoulder blades. They playing lover's rock, I got to fold the fingers on the waist. He in my butt up like the Arizona summer song finishing. She whispered, honey, let's exchange numbers.
Scene three.
Weeks of dating, late night conversation. In the crib, heart racing, trying to be cool and patient. She touched on my eyelids, the room fell silent. She walked away smiling, singing great. Gregory Isaacs, like, if I don't tell you. Showing me a tan line and a tattoo, playing Sade, sweetest taboo, burning candles. All my other plans got canceled. Man, I smashed it like an Idaho potato. She called me at my jail, come now, I can't say no. Jensen tree trunks, rocking a pee from cocking her knees up. Champion lover, not ease up. 3 months, she call, I feel I'm running a fever. 6 months, I'm telling her I desperately need her. 9 months, blue light symptoms are shorty not around. I need more than to knock it down, I'm really trying to lock it down. Midnight, we hook up and go at it. Burn a stogie, let her know, sweetheart, I got to have it. She telling me commitment is something she can't manage. Wake up the next morning, she gone like it was magic. Oh, damn it. This on Harrison, full frantic. My number one's an answer by my fly Taurus Enchantress. Next week, hit me up, I saw Sharice at the kitty.